Welcome to day 274. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. We learned yesterday about types of dough that are chayav in the mitzvah of challah, but our peturos are exempt from maisros, from having tithes separated from it. So today we're going to see the opposite. Today we're going to see types of dough that are chayav to have tithes separated from it, are chayav in maisros, but our peturos are exempt from the mitzvah of challah. You do not have to remove part of the dough for challah. So what are they? Elu chayav in maisros, peturim in challah. These are the ones that are chayav in maisros. You have to separate tithes, but you do not have to separate challah. Orez, which is rice, v'adochan, millet, v'apragim, which is poppy, v'ashum shemin, sesame, v'akitnios, legumes. In all of those cases, they are dough, and we know that maisros applies to all types of edible produce, but challah only is chayav for things that are made of the five grains. These are not those, and therefore they're chayav and maisros, but they are peturos. They're exempt from challah. Continues the Mishnah, upachos mechamesha servaim betvua, and also things that are less than five rivaim. That comes out to one and a fourth kav, 1 1/4 kav. That is practically about 2.5 liters. According to the Chazon Ish, it's about 5 pounds. According to Rav Chaim Naya, it's a little bit less than 4 pounds of dough. We're going to learn that halacha more explicitly later in the second perek. But for now, that's the first time we're being introduced to a shear. If it's dough that is less than that amount, it's a large amount. That's when we see challah bakes. When you participate in challah, you need a very large amount of dough in order to be chayav in challah. That's why they always have that large amount. So anyway, if it's less than that amount, you are not chayav in challah, but maestros do not have that same sort of threshold, and therefore you'd still have to separate trumos and maestros. Continues the Mishnah, hasuf ganin. Suf ganin was like a sponge-like bread. Va'aduv shanim, which was something that you'd make by frying it. Va'iskritin, which were things that were made from a very, very thin type of dough. V'chalas hamasres, which was a loaf made by pouring water over it instead of classically baking it. V'hamaduma. Aduma is bread that's made out of flour that was mixed in, that truma was mixed in with other sort of regular flour. We know that in general, truma is only batel, is only nullified if it's 1 in 100. So if it's less than that, let's say it's 1 in 50, so the entire thing needs to be treated like truma, even though midoraisa, from the Torah's perspective, even if there's a majority of non-truma, then it's batel, but rabbinically, it's at least 1 in 100. So if we have a meduma mixture, which is, let's say, 150, it's less than the rabbinic threshold, so the entire thing is considered truma because it is a mixture. In all of those cases, it is peturos from challah, but chayav and maishas. Why are they peturos? Because in all of those first examples, they're not really considered a classic type of bread. Bread is something that is a normal type of dough, a normal type of batter that is baked normally. If it's cooked, or if it's fried, or if it's a very, very thin type of dough, or if it's a sponge-like dough, in all of those cases, they're not considered regular bread, even if it's made from one of the five grains. And in the meduma case, we treat meduma like truma, and truma is not chayav and challah. And that's why all of those things are peturos from challah, but still chayav in maestros. That's an important rule, that only regular dough, regular batter, regular-sized dough that is baked normally is chayav in challah. So continues now in Mishnah Hay. Isa shetchilasa sufkan, and if you have dough that was originally made as a very, very thin type of thing, thin type of dough, v'sofa sufganin, and it also ends that way, meaning you usually make it very thin type of dough and then you fry it. So it started off as a thin dough and then you fried it at the end. So that's peturim in a challah. That's exempt from challah, just as we just explained, because it's not baked and it wasn't a normal type of dough. And that's going to contrast the following case. Chila isa v'sofa sufganin. But if it started off as a regular dough, was a regular thickness, but then you decided afterwards to fry it, or the opposite, chila sufganin. At the beginning, it was a very, very thin dough that you normally intend to fry, but then at the end, v'sofa isa, but then you ended up making it like normal bread. You baked it. Then in both of those cases, chayeves b'challah. It is obligated in challah. Meaning what the Mishnah is teaching us is very important, that one of two criteria needs to be there in order for it to be chayev in challah. Either it needs to be a normal dough, or it needs to be baked normally. If it is a normal dough and then it is fried, it was still chayav and challah. And if it was not a normal type of dough, it was very thin or whatever it was, and then it ended up being baked normally, that is also chayav and challah. It needs one of those two criteria. Interestingly, by the way, it could be, generally we separate challah before you bake it, but if you didn't separate challah from the dough, you would still be chayav to separate it after you baked it. So if for whatever reason you ended up baking it, even though you originally thought that you wouldn't, and it started off as a thin dough, so then you can separate the challah after you baked it. And finally, says the Mishnah, v'chein hakunva kaos chayavos. Kunva kaos was a type of food that was a type of bread that was ground up into very tiny little pieces, it seems, for kids or for babies. And then that would also be chayav. Why? Because of the halacha that we just said. It starts as regular bread. It was baked as regular bread. Even though in the process, you're going to then, or later on, you're going to smush it up into a small piece. It doesn't matter. It had one of those two, in this case, both of those criteria. And therefore, it would be chayav es bechala. I'm sorry. You would have to separate chala and give it to the kohen. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue Mishnah Vav tomorrow.